مان لیجیے کہ صحابی آج نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم عید میں وہ او جیز میک می واز لیکچر گیو می اے بیان بٹ میک اٹ شارٹ آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ اٹ لانگ آل اینڈ آئی سے دس واز اے نائن سیکنڈ لیکچر وچ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گیو اینڈ اٹ از سو افیکٹو that till today the ulama have not been able to complete the explanation of this lecture of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In 3 minutes we will try and finish, just translate and a brief explanation. First, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتِ مُوَدَّعِ. Whenever you stand up to make your namaz, make it as though this is the last namaz of my life. If a person will just think that, the quality of his namaz will go from 0 to 100, not in a few days, in a few namazes time. That person will think, my last namaz, but how much concentration, how much devotion mustn't I make my namaz. The other meaning of this is that salati muwadda'in, like when a girl gets married, then we make her wada, we send her away. So she has left her home now, she's making a new life with her husband. Like that, our namaz, when we come, we must leave our business in the business, leave our home in at home, all our things. When we come for namaz, come into a new life with Allah Ta'ala, with that concentration. Unfortunately, we make our namaz, we bring our business also in the masjid and in the namaz. We bring our homes and all our other things. We make 4 rakats namaz, but only Allah knows where and where we were in this 4 rakat. Make your namaz such a way that you are here in the masjid. Your body is here and your heart and soul also is here. That was the first advice. The second advice, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعَذَرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Don't speak such a word that tomorrow you have to go and ask maaf from the person. In other words, think what you speak. Don't just speak anything, control your tongue. Today we become angry or something, or even in jokes. How many people write and say that we just lie for nothing? When our anger, how we swear, how we carry on. So think what you speak, control your tongue. Tongue is a very, very important thing that we should learn to control our tongue. A person who has learned to control his tongue, half his battle is already over. Every morning when we wake up, all the parts of the body tell the tongue that please you stay straight, we will stay safe. Because with the tongue, for example, you swear somebody, you accuse somebody, that person comes and kick you, he gives you one smack. The tongue made the guna and the kick, your back has to suffer, your face has to suffer. So if the tongue stays straight, the whole body will stay straight. So the second great advice, learn to control your tongue. The third great advice, وَأَجْمَعِ الْأَيَاسِ فِي مَا أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Lose hope. Don't have greed what other people have got. Allah made your brother very rich, made your neighbor very rich, he's got a big shop, he's got a big car, etc. Don't be greedy for that. Islam didn't stop us to work to improve our worldly condition also. We can work, try and make ourselves better, but don't have that greed, don't be obsessed with it. That all the time your thoughts are only, I must also become like so and so, I must also earn like this, I must also live it up like the other people. Then you will lose whatever little you got, you will lose that also. So 3 great advices. The first one is that whenever we make our namaz, take it to be the last namaz. Put our heart and soul in the namaz. Learn to control our tongue. And don't have greed of this dunya. To work for dunya, Islam didn't prohibit us. But don't have the greed for dunya. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka.